Yeah, this is C2EMI, unofficial net control for the TechNet tonight, although we'll see what we can do with the technical questions or any questions. This net is normally run by W2TTT at this time and this frequency for the purpose of discussing technical subjects or anything that's amateur radio related. And again, it's run by the Bergen Amateur Radio Association on a weekly basis every Thursday night. So far, I have heard W2JEK and KC2, I think it's UWD. Is that right, Denver?
Yep, you got that right. Uniform Whiskey Victor.
If anybody else would like to check into a little net tonight, please come down with your call sign. Over. Sorry, station, you are dropping out. I got a KC2, and then you dropped out a couple of times. If you can stand in one position and get as strong as possible signal, try again.
This is KC2, Indigo Victor November.
But I got KC2 India Victor November. All right, I don't know your name. Can I have your name, please?
The name is Gary. I'm in Roseland, Kansas.
Okay, Gary from Roseland. Okay. You're just barely making the repeater, but you're welcome to hang in there. And I think you're using a handheld. If you just didn't move around too much, the signal is strong. But, you know, 2 meters, you get dips and nulls in the signal if you move, so pick up a strong signal and remain and mark the spot on the floor and stay there. Any other stations wishing to check in, please come now with your call sign and your first name.
KF2ID, Ben.
Ben recognized. Anybody else?
Kilo Charlie 2, Tango Brook, Tango Bravo Delta, Ronald.
Okay, Ron, I got you, KC2, Tango Bravo Delta. Anybody else? Okay, well, we can perhaps start a little discussion of some type. As you fellows know, we've had a big VHF contest over the last weekend. And quite honestly, I'm a little bit radioed out. I have equipment that's still in boxes and laying on tables and who knows where, some in the garage. I haven't even put together yet. Just been overwhelmed with the weekend work and the overwhelm of the weekend operation. But I'm kind of slack off after a contest until I can get my speed again. I don't know if some of you stations were successful in contacting our contest station, but we did very well. And I don't want to repeat those numbers now because I don't have it handy, but we did good. I think that we'll get to Don. He'll tell us that there's a VE session coming up, and I'll ask one more time for check-ins, and we can go through the list for any topic, okay? Any stations out there who would like to check in, who haven't identified so far, please come with your name and your call. You call on your name, either way. And I know Don is our local VE for the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, and this Friday night, tell us about it there, Don.
K2VAR in the net, this is W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. Now we're having a test session Friday night, tomorrow night. 7 o'clock, and Denver's going to come in for his general, and have a fall coming in for an extra, and I think we have another fall coming in for a general upgrade, paper upgrade, and I think we have another person that was at the Barra meeting that's also going to be there. So, no four, we might have eight. Never know, because we take walk-ins. So, I think everybody knows what they have to bring. They're $15 cash and their ID, and if you have a license, you will see the original license and the copy of the license and calculator if you need one, which we will check out. Incidentally, no cell phone calculators are not allowed. There's regular type of calculator. That'd be the calculator function on a cell phone. That's for And so I think that's about most of it, Tony. So with that, back to that. W2JK.
Okay, very good, Don. And that should be informative enough to anybody who's involved with or interested in getting an upgrade or a license exam this coming Friday. And I think that's the last license exam for VARA for the summer. School will be closing, and we will again start with exams in September. So if you check our website, go to the calendar page, and from time to time, when we get the latest information, we'll post it on the calendar page. Denver, this is KC2 Uniform with Victor, K2AMI or the K2BRNet. Tell us, how successful are you with the examination through the years? What we call the sample test that you're getting off the net, off the website.
KTBR, or KC2UWV. Yeah, I've been doing pretty well with them. It's been and today I've been getting hundreds on each one of them. There's one or two questions out there that are going to trick me, or I'll forget about them when I take it tomorrow. But I think I'm going to want to take a run through the extra tomorrow night too, because KTZO said that I should just take a run through and see how it's going to be, so maybe I'll sign up for that too tomorrow night. I have a quick question. Do I need to bring my social security number or anything else besides my license and my ID and some of the other stuff that comes and goes with the license?
I believe you do need your social security number. Would be a good idea to bring it. Is that a Roger there, Don?
No, he's got a license now. Anybody who has a license should have an FRN number, which is, there's two numbers on your license. There's a file number, there's an FRN number. And up in that part of the 605 form where it says Social Security or FRN number, if you're upgrading, you should be using the FRN number. The only time you would need a Social Security number is you don't have a license when you first apply for a technician. Or there are cases where there are people out there that have licenses that do not have an FRN number associated with them. There are people like that. In those cases, you'd have to use the Social Security number. But if you have an FRN number, that's what you're supposed to use. Back in there.
Yeah, I'm sure you copy that, Denver, and obviously bring your existing license. We should have all the numbers on it. All right, we had Gary from Roseland checking in here. Let's see how we can copy him. KC2, India Victor November. I think India, IVN, India Victor November. Gary, I'll try again, see if you get in. Copy was negative here. I could hear some syllables, but not even complete words. Understand that this repeater is up in Franklin Lakes, and I think you're probably using a low-power device here, like a transceiver, handheld transceiver, walkie-talkie. And at this point, it's just not making it. Sorry about that, but perhaps it'll give you reason to upgrade your antenna first or your radio later. But they're getting an antenna that will project a better signal would be an improvement. Sorry, Gary, I cannot respond to you any further than that. KF2ID, Ben, good evening, and I did hear you on your 443-100 net. However, I don't have capabilities today because everything is in boxes or under shelves someplace to check into it, but go ahead with any comments, Ben.
Okay, well, thank you for thinking of joining the net. That's worth a thank you in any case. And I appreciate all the efforts you put into that VHF-UHF contest for your excuse from not having your equipment up and running here. It's quite a job doing that stuff up there. I know I've participated myself in the past years, as you know, but these years I really don't want to drive up there that far. and Becky and everything. And so I decided instead to try to make contacts on my own and to contact K2VAR. And I did. I contacted you at 440, 6 meters, and 2 meters. So I got you all. Now, I do want to make a couple of comments. First of all, I tried contacting you on the FM simplex. The frequency that you recommended, you corrected with me when I copied you wrong, so I'm very careful to make sure it was right. And I even scanned it around, but I never could get contact you with on the FM simplex. Now, I don't know whether... I think maybe your UHF, VHF was down for a short time. Of course, when I spoke to somebody at 6 meters and I mentioned I couldn't contact you, something about that. So I don't know if you can enlighten me on that one. I guess that's about all. I have to have something else in mind. I can't, just can't remember. Well, maybe the next time again, I'll bring it up. All right, we'll go back to K2VAR. It's KF2ID.
Hey, Ben. Well, thank you very much for your efforts. And quite honestly, the FM 2-meter and 440 frequencies were up and running late. They weren't on until probably about 4 o'clock. And even at that, the guys were very busy on the other spectrum, the VHF upper sideband portion of the band. And there was not enough operators to cover all the radios. So, in addition to which, there was a noise level, because we had three of the stations in one tent, that it did not lend itself very much to much operation on the 2-meter FM band. Sorry about that. Maybe we get some more operators or a better operating scheme, we can do better. But I think we were negligent in that. Okay, we have Ron next, KC2 Tango Baker Delta. Ron, go ahead.
K2VAR, this is KC2 Bravo Delta. I got a question to ask you, Tony. Are you getting Channel 13? This is on the digital TV. I lost my signal when they went completely over to it, and I was over on the FCC site and found that 90,000 people lost having difficulty making the transition. I had a signal before and was receiving it, and then it suddenly stopped. And I'm talking about going through my converter box.
Ben, well, I tell you, after Friday, again, because of the weekend, I didn't have a chance to check things until Monday or Tuesday. I went up and I found that I couldn't get Channel 7 and I couldn't get Channel 13. And then I carefully read the instructions when I punched in the menu button on my scanner box. The instructions are not as simple as I thought they would be, but they did say to rescan in the language that they've talked about, and I can't repeat their description of the language. And once I did that, I got, I think, 3 or 4 Channel 13. There's 13.1, 13.2, 13.3, and possibly 13.4. I know there was a kids' Channel 13, which I was surprised at, and there was a regular Channel 13, and at least 1 or 2 others. So what you really have to do is carefully punch the menu button on your converter box and very carefully read the instructions and try to follow them step by step. It is, to me, not as straightforward as it should be. But once I did that, I ended up with 44 channels. Unfortunately, probably a half a dozen of them are just FM channels. That is, they're only audio channels. They're not picture channels. But they exist mainly in the higher numbers. Think numbers like 60 plus or 50 plus. So I don't know those numbers because I wasn't paying attention to the FM only channels. But do like I say and try to read the instructions carefully. I know you said, probably will say you've done it already, but read them again, hit the menu button, and try to find the answer. Back to you, Ben. Sorry, Ron.
That's very interesting. I will give it a try. I went on today to Rabbit Ear. it's not there anymore. I was wondering whether they had any information on what to do. You know, I was at wit's end. I'm assuming that you're also doing it with the rabbit ears. Am I correct that you're using rabbit ears to bring in your television?
That's correct. I'm using rabbit ears on the second floor of my house, but at the bottom of a hill. Here I live is elevation of around 60 feet above sea level. It's not a high spot for a bridge, it's a low spot. And I get a very good signal on all the channels. In fact, there's even a button on that scanner box that says signal, and it gives you a bar graph of how strong your signal is. So try to learn more how the bar, how your converter box is working and what's all there. The instructions that came with the box are not very good.
Well, thank you very much. I certainly will give it a try. And, you know, you gave me, you know, some insight in what to do. I'll talk to you about it tomorrow.
Very good. Now, while I was monitoring the 440 net, I did hear Ben explain that he was amazed to hear a female net. Yes, Farah has inaugurated a XYL net on Monday night at 8 o'clock. That's the first net of the week. Now, actually, I've put it up on the website, so if you go to the website, go down the toolbars where it says net, you'll see a notation that indicates that there is a YL net on 443-100 with the PL of 141.3 at 8 o'clock on Monday night. Now, initially, Heidi said she would be net control, but I understand the net control could shift depending upon availability of who's available that day. I haven't yet heard it myself, but I've heard tale that it seems to be gaining speed and being active, and among the favorites that checked in were Kelly, of course. Kelly is a very good operator. In fact, she did an excellent job on the contest. She was up there on Saturday afternoon until 2 a.m. Sunday morning. So Kelly deserves a lot of credit for our VHF contest, too. So if you'd like to listen in, unless you're a YL, don't check in, but go to 443-100 on Monday nights and see who's there on the YL net. And again, it is posted onto the toolbar on our Farah webpage under the word net. So check it out. Any other? All right, thank you very much. Now, anybody with comments before I go ahead? Comments or questions? Okay, well, let's see if there's anybody else out there listening who would like to identify and join our net tonight. This is not the most technical net, but it's the social net at least. So if you're out there and like to identify, please come now with your call sign and your name. 2-0. We had a couple of clicks, and I got the number 2. Station again, if you can firmly hold your mic button and repeat everything again, please come again. Okay, any other check-ins? If not, we'll go through the list one more time and speak a moment about fielding. Well, before we start again, the Bergen Amateur Radio Association will be holding a field day next weekend, the 27th and the 28th. It'll be at an address called 327 East Ridgewood Road in Paramus. And that's at a junction where Pascack Road and Farview Avenue begin and end. To say that Farview Avenue ends at that point and Pascack Road starts at that point. And it's directly across from the Bergen County hospital there. It's in the Bergen County Community Services building parking lot. So next Saturday and Sunday, and the actual contest starts at 2 o'clock Saturday and runs to 2 o'clock Sunday. We will be there as early as possible, like 8:30, loading and unloading and putting up antennas and doing things that we do on field day. There will be food twice during that check-in period on Saturday and possibly even a breakfast on Sunday. Among the features will be that we will have a loan of a Bergen County Police Department tower on a trailer. It's a an 80-foot tower that's mounted on the trailer. However, we will not be going up 80 feet. We'll be going up about 30 or 40 feet and putting a tri-banter on it. It's an effort to coordinate with the Burton County Police Department on how to use that tower. Let me drop it. We will have band operators on 80 meters, both CW and voice. 40 meters on CW and voice. And the tri-band will be operated on 10, 15, and 20, but it probably will spend most of its time on 20. And we will have a 6-meter station running with 100 watts. So if you would like to coordinate them down, you certainly are welcome. Now, there's also a Burton County, the Field Day is a national event, so I have to put a plug in from my other club, and that's the Trail On Amateur Radio Club. They also will be holding a Field Day in Memorial Park in Fairlawn. And you can find their details either tomorrow night at the Fairlawn Amateur Radio Club meeting, or check with some of the guys who are in charge of that program. Okay, any comments or questions before we go ahead?
JK.
Good evening, Don. Again, go ahead.
Yeah, Tony. I was wondering if you could arrange, we can get some sunshine. I want to use my solar panel to charge up that battery for the natural power bonus. We've got to get rid of these clouds and rain.
You got to watch the clouds, because I understand there'll be a little sunshine tomorrow, and possibly only on Saturday morning a little bit. But some for a few hours on Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are still questionable. So you're going to have to watch the sky and get that thing out there when the sun's shining. It won't be an all-day charge, right?
Yeah, I guess I have to put it out there and see what it'll do. But, I know it was cloudy the other day. I had it out, and it was yesterday, and I had it out for a while. But even though it clouded up, it was still putting a little bit of a charge in. But I want to get it up with a bright sun is on it. That's what it needs, really, at least to get enough charge where I can get up 5 QSOs out of the radio.
Very interesting. I was down to Costco last week, and they have an attic fan that's installed on the roof of your house to ventilate your attic. And on top of the attic fan is about a foot square solar panel. And the attic fan is solar powered. So on hot sunny days when the sun is shining, the attic fan will run off solar power. How about that? I also understand the new Toyota Prius has got a solar-powered ventilating system on the car. It's in some way incorporated in the roof of the car, so if the car gets hot, the solar cells will allow a circulating fan to circulate the air in the car, so of course without draining the battery from the car itself. So solar is moving ahead. There are a few, obviously, solar house installations in the area, but not many. But good luck, Don, with yours, and we'll see you on Field Day for sure, if I don't get to you on the VE session tomorrow. Okay, so by the way, there will be one more kit night at the high school this coming Tuesday, next Tuesday. There'll be one more kit night session at the high school for the summer, and then we will be shifting over to the basement meeting room of the Township of Washington Borough Hall. Now that's directly across from Little Washington Township Mall. And if you've got good legs, you can park in the mall and walk up the front steps to the school building. Or if you find your way around the back by turning at the traffic light that's in front of the mall area, make a left turn and go west, you come into the back area of the municipal building. There's a police department municipal building. Pick a good parking spot, though. That'll be later in June, definitely in July and August. We'll be using that room for our kid night. It's not exactly a lab room, but it'll give you guys a chance to have a night out. How about that? Okay, well, Ron, if you have anything further to comment on, otherwise we'll see if Denver would like to make any other comment. Feel free. Don, are you got anything else to mention?
Nice with W2JK. Nothing else down there right now. And hope maybe you get to the VE session. If not, I have several VE coming, so don't sweat it. At any rate, for that, back to that. W2JK.
I'd like to be there when the celebration occurs with Don, with Denver passing, but I don't know if I'll make it. Okay, KC2UWV, and again, good luck. Go ahead, Don, Denver.
KDBAR, this is KC2UWV. Yeah, I just want to know, I know I'm allowed to reapply for a systematic call sign tomorrow night when I pass, but I just want to know and get some opinions on if I should or should I keep with this one. Because I'm not too fond of this call sign because a lot of people get mixed up because UWB or they can't understand me when I pronounce it. So I don't know. I want to get some opinions on should I change it or should I wait till I get my extra class and apply for vanity. What do you think?
As you know, it's a new call sign and not too many people have memorized or associated with your name. I would try a systematic upgrade to get a new call sign and see if it's a better choice. Quite honestly, I don't particularly think it's a good choice. If you were going to do any CW operation, it's kind of an awkward call for CW, although it's usable, of course. But why don't you try for a systematic change, and then if you don't like that one, then you could go for the extra class special vanity call sign. Pick out perhaps a call that'll be suitable for you. How's that for an idea?
Sounds pretty good. So I guess I'll hand this one in tomorrow night once I pass, and go for a new one. All right, thanks, Tony. Anybody else got any opinions, or, I don't know,
all right. Well, if anybody with advice on to vent in on that, trying to expound it here. Let's see if we can possibly copy Gary again. KC2, India, Victor, November. Try again.
KO2, okay.
There we go. KO2, okay. We'll add to our list. Can you hang around for a few minutes here, Bennett? You've only got two more guys before we get to you.
No problem.
Okay. Well, Gary, I'm sorry we can't copy you. And we'll go to Ben again. KC2, KF2IC. Ben, go ahead.
Okay. Bennett, if you're going to the Fallon Amateur Radio Club tomorrow, in fact, anybody... I need an adjustable power supply. I wonder if I get down to 1 volt or something like that, 1 to 12 volts. Small current, less than an amp would be fine. The one-time use of it, so I want to go out and buy one. I believe, Bennett, you said you had one. I'd appreciate it if you could bring it down to the club tomorrow night. That's about it for me tonight. All right, thank you for running the net there. It's late at night, I can't remember anybody's name. All right, well, thank you for running the net, Tony, and I'll say 7371, KF2ID.
Ben, I got you screwed up that time, too. Okay, Ben. Okay, very good. And also, Ron there, KC2, Tango, Baker, Delta, go ahead.
K2DAR, this is KC2TPP. I just wanted to mention that I heard the Monday thing by accident, the BAR ladies net, and I was impressed with the ladies and all the newcomers that were coming on board and learning the procedures. It was a nice social event that they had. The only thing is, I don't know what a YL stands for. Can you please enlighten me a little bit?
Oh, it means young lady. However, I don't care for it, but if you're a married young lady, they call you an XYL. And I don't like that, but so I call it a YL net. I don't know what they call it, but it's a young lady's net, and generally it's women who aren't married, but that isn't, I don't know if it's carved in marble to be that way or not, but XYL is generally the wife or a married woman, and YL is the unmarried woman. Got that, Ron?
Yes, thank you very much. You guys have a jargon all your own, and I never understand a lot of things, and I apologize for asking for these simple things. 73, thank you very much, and I'll see you tomorrow night.
Be afraid to ask. The only way you're going to learn is asking. All right, we've got Bennett in there, KO2OK. Go ahead.
Hello, Tony. Sorry, I've been running around with some errands. I've been listening in and out of the net for the last 20 or 25 minutes as I've been in and out of stores and catching up. So I had a couple of comments. Let's see, Denver, with your call. You have an interesting call in CW. I don't know if you tried sending it in CW yet, but it's an interesting call. And as Tony said, since it's a new call and you were planning to take another test and you're not fond of this one, you know, why not let the system generate another one, see if you like that any better. But other than that, not much doing. I ran out store a couple of things. And Tony, are you still up for the weekend flea market?
So far, no, Bennett. I would discuss it further with you tomorrow. Obviously, we've had disappointment with Robert passing away. So as we had Jim Jackson, his significant other roommate, Robert McLaughlin, passed away this week. And Jim is a little bit going through the throes of mourning. And he normally would be my rider to the flea market. I definitely won't go without Jim unless I find it to get another rider. And if you're interested in going and we get a couple of guys, I would go with you. But I'm not sure that I'm going to go yet. Just sort of in sympathetic reaction to the Jim Jackson. But let's see what happens. Maybe tomorrow night at the club we can have the final decision.
Okay, Tony, that's fine. Yeah, I feel very bad. I just ran out for a condolence card. So I'm going to mail it off tomorrow. But if you change your mind and I'm free, I'm not even sure yet. I think I am. At least for the morning. Actually, I don't even know which morning it is. I could drive. That doesn't matter. So we'll talk about it. See if I can show up tomorrow at Fairlawn. Have a good night. Back to net. KO2, okay.
It's Saturday morning, and actually the flea market opens at 7 a.m. However, there's some prediction of rain, and it's a completely outside flea market. So the weather definitely would be a deciding factor. So let's see what happens, and see if we can clear Saturday morning ahead of time. We can talk about it tomorrow night, Friday night at Fairlawn. I'm going to try to get to Fairlawn. So, and again, we talked about that 440 cavity. Don't mess with that yet. I'm not ready to even start on that yet. I got so many other things going on before field day. We'll work with that after field day. Okay, Bennett?
Okay, Tony. And read through the tower stuff. Looks like it's not difficult. And even with the guys, the first diagram you come across, it says it could be, it just needs one set of guys. But if you read further in, it's multiple sets of guys depending on how high. And different rigging techniques. But shouldn't be hard. Looks pretty complete. Okay, back to net. KO2, okay.
Well, I'm, again, on the, we're talking here about the county trailer on the tower. Tower on a trailer, I should say. I get mixed up. I'm still reluctant to use their metal guy wires and would rather use our techniques with four of the of the Barra yellow ropes, as I explained. But that's an interesting book, and it would, I'm sure it's been put out by the company and the company lawyers to make sure that it's done correctly. We may not be doing it quite that correctly. Over.
Okay. Well, even the way they have it, it's not, doesn't look difficult. But I don't think the ropes are going to be bad to use, and I think we only need one set of guys. Okay, Tony, I won't hold you. Thanks again. Have a good evening. KO2, okay?
K2 AMI for K2 VAR net. Asking, is there anybody else with comments, questions, or check-ins? Come down with your name and your call sign.
Oh, by the way, Tony, I did have a question or a note for Ben if he sticks around after the net for a minute. KO2, okay, thanks.
Well, let's close the net this time. It's, I guess it's 9:42, and we'll report this list of check-ins and the net to our Bob Javits. We thank everybody for checking in. I guess Gordon should be back next week. If not, we'll have to ad-lib. This is K2 AMI for the K2 Pierre, and I'm saying that the net now is officially closed, and the frequency is open to anybody who wishes to use it.